Okay, Jew, that's it. It's a wrap. The British GP is done and dusted.
Yeah, a thoroughly enjoyable day's racing, I think. A bit variable on the weather, but it came good in the end. And yeah, we got the result we were expecting in the MX1, and pretty good result in MX2, I'd say.
Yeah, I think Jake was outstanding, to be fair to him. Obviously, world champion with Caroli. Looking right around the track now, it's later in the evening. Everyone's gone home. They're all packing up. It's quite relaxing now.
Yeah, it is. It's a shame there isn't some sort of pub open that we could retire to talk over the day. But yeah, it's just a question of putting things away on the computer and heading our way back home.
Oh, there is a bar down there somewhere. Oh, it's gone. They've packed it up. So, yeah, so it does look... Yeah, the crowd were... it's difficult to say how many the official figures and or the non-official figures or whatever you want to say, but it looked busy. It looked just as busy as last year.
Yeah, I think what kind of helped this morning is it was actually lashing down at the time. People might have been thinking, you know what, I'll go to the GP today. And it was horrible this morning. Out of all the racing today, you had to feel sorry for the little guys on the 65s because it lashed down just before that. It lashed down during the parade lap and they were first out on the circuit. And they got the tiniest bikes, the least power, and they struggled around the whole of this circuit. You might have seen pictures of a few of the little ones who came off on the side. They seemed to be crying. The small children crying is not what motocross is all about.
Well, we were sat in the Honda... Sally at the time, we'd seen him on the screen, and if everybody was watching motocross for the first time, they would have thought, oh dear, the kids obviously don't enjoy it. But also we need to mention Conrad Muse winning the European Championship, and also Stephen Clark coming second.
Yes, Clarke did really good. I mean, obviously, this is the first time he's ridden in that championship, but to come in and get a second, Roger McGee must be well happy with that. Along with Natalie Kane getting the overall, it's a good day at the office for HM Plant KTM.
Yeah, so it's been a good weekend for the Brits, so if we've missed anyone, apologies, but I think Albie Wilkie won the 150s as well, the European 150s, but... Yeah, it was a good weekend. As you say, the weather probably put a few people off at the beginning of the day, but by the end of the day, it was pretty busy. One thing we forgot to mention was the bike going into the crowd.
Yeah, that was a strange one. On the crowd are on the quite close to the circuit on the far side, the hill opposite, and somebody was going up the big quad and seemed to lose a bike, and the bike seemed to ricochet right into the crowd there. Now, luckily, I don't think there were too many injuries, but it does show that, you know, it is quite dangerous, and the crowd do need to be a little bit back from the track because at that point they're only about 6 foot or so. So, lucky nothing bad came of it, really.
Okay, well, that's a wrap, and we'll see. Well, you're listening to us on the motor show this week. We're off to get a beer or a coffee at least, and see you later.